Fear and old news. First, fear. There are certain things that it's good to be fearful of. As I've said previously, having fear for things can keep us safe. One example that how fear can be a good thing. This past week, Thursday morning, I walked into my office and I noticed a big wet spot on my floor. Father Don's dog walked into my office, apparently, and peed on my floor. The dog peed in my office. You can't make this stuff up. After that happened, it was wise for the dog to be fearful of me. But what about God? Should we be fearful of God? Our first reading today in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, starts off and says, Moses turns to the people and says, "Fear the Lord your God." Many think, how could I fear God? He created me. And he created me for the sole reason because he loves me. He's a good father. And all that is true. The problem is when we think of fear, we automatically think of negative things. We think of the negative consequences. Like the negative consequences of what happens to a dog that pees on the associate's floor in the office. And that's true when we talk about fear, when we say fear the Lord, that is true in the sense with God because, God is a God of justice and there are consequences of sin, always. There's always consequences to sin. We see that up and down throughout the entirety of Scripture. Because God is a God of justice, there's those consequences of sin, and he punishes those unrepentant sinners. But fear of the Lord has much broader understanding biblically. It literally means, fear of the Lord literally means reverence for God. That means great respect, admiration, appreciation for God. It's not hard to see that reverence for God is something, or fear of the Lord is something that our society and culture has completely lost. And what's interesting is that the Old Testament over and over again declares that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Meaning, if you don't have fear of the Lord, you're acting irrationally. Why? Because he is the Almighty God. He created everything out of nothing. Right? He placed the stars in the sky, the fish in the sea. He's the Almighty One. Therefore, if he's one who's so much more powerful than us, if we are his creatures and he's the creator of everything, then it's reasonable for us to be awestruck in his presence. It's reasonable for us to be reverent of him. It's reasonable for us to have fear of the Lord. And when a person doesn't have fear of the Lord, when a person doesn't have reverence for God, then they have no respect for him. There's a lack of reverence or respect for God, which leads to a lack of respect for his commandments. And maybe now more than ever in the world, we're seeing that. And when I say we see that in the world, I don't mean just out there. I mean that happens and it creeps into us. As we're people who live in the world but try not to live of the world, it creeps in on us. that lack of reverence for God can creep in on us. But it can't be so, because we're the ones that are called to restore what has been lost in the world, that reverence for God. So what's the remedy? I think in part, it's old news. What follows in Deuteronomy chapter 6 is the famous verse for the Jews called the Shema. And this verse for the Jews, one that they commit to memory, one of the more revered verses out of all the scriptures, says, "Hear, O Israel, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." And the scribe today that comes to Jesus, before him, he's a sincere man. And he says, before Jesus, he asks him the question, what is the greatest of all the commandments? And what Jesus spoke to him was old news. It wasn't anything that this scribe had not heard over and over again growing up. Since he was a little boy, he'd recited and memorized the Shema over and over again. He said it growing up his entire life, in the morning, in the daytime, and in the evening. But this time when he heard it, it was different. As Jesus was before him, it's like we've all had the experience when we've walked past something 100 times. We never noticed the flower that we've walked past 100 times. And then the 101st time, we notice the beauty of the flower. And we say, who planted that flower there yesterday? When in reality, it's been there the entire time. Just never noticed it. And so as Jesus is standing before the scribe, and he hears Jesus say something that he's heard over and over and over again, this time the scribe suddenly listens with a new attentive heart. This new way, and he hears it, and he receives it, and it affects him, and he cries out. He says, Christ, you are right. To love God is worth more than all burnt offerings. He has this epiphany moment. And so the message this week is a simple one, one that we've heard over and over and over again throughout our lives. Love the Lord with everything. Everything you have. That's what love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your strength. That's what it means. And so we're hearing this morning, not new, heard it 100 times, maybe since we were a little kid growing up. But for some of us, for all of us, the Lord wants us to hear it in a different light this afternoon. For some of us, I think the Lord wants us to be like we've walked past the flower for 100 times, and he wants this to be the 101st time. Something different. That moment that when someone begins to realize that all this stuff that we talk about God, that I come to church every week, all this stuff that I hear about God, that he's rescued me from sin and death, that he's delivered me from a tyrant. But the simple fact that he simply loves me, that he chose me. That moment that all this stuff, all these things no longer are just words. But it's true. And so for all of these things, for so many of us that we've heard over and over again, and as I'm praying with the scriptures this week, I'm just praying, Lord, hearing these words that we've heard over and over and over again, what is it that you want us to know? Lord, what is it that you want us to do? And I think for not a small number of us here this afternoon, God might be saying to us, to hear these words in a new light, as he stands before us, maybe realizing in a different way, not just God, but the one who's the Almighty One. The one who created everything out of nothing is here this afternoon wanting us to have this reverence for him. As we bow down every time we say the creed on Sunday, conceived of the Holy Spirit, and we hear that and we bow to those words. Not because we didn't get our Pilates in or something this morning, but we bow because we understanding that the God, the Almighty One, took on flesh. And so let us ask the Lord maybe these two things, simple things today. First, ask the Lord to increase my reverence for you. Help me to understand that you are the Almighty One. You're Almighty God. And secondly, ask him just to reveal maybe the one thing in your life and the one thing in my life that keeps me from completely surrendering. And as we ask Jesus that question, if you're anything like me, there's 10 things that come forward. But just what's the one thing? What's the one thing that Jesus might be wanting to elevate in our hearts this afternoon that is keeping us from loving him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength? And maybe with that new sense of reverence for who God is, reverence of the Lord or fear of the Lord, we can have that same encounter as the scribe and hear something old in a new way, and therefore desire to love him with all of our hearts, with all our soul, and with all our strength.